Hallo mein Freund, mein Name ist Dr. Alexander Madaus, ich bin Arzt, Unternehmer und Gründer der Rising King Academy. Das hier ist mein Podcast, Verabredung mit dem Erfolg. Und heute gibt es eine besondere Folge, ein Interview, das ich mit Robin Klein auf Englisch geführt habe. Deswegen an dieser Stelle die Anmerkung, wenn englische Sprache für dich in diesem Format ein Problem ist, dann kannst du dir diesen Podcast auch als Video auf meinem YouTube-Kanal ansehen und dort entweder mit deutschen Untertiteln oder mit einer automatisch generierten deutschen Tonspur ansehen. Und mit Robin Klein habe ich mich darüber unterhalten, was tatsächlich nötig ist, um sich als Mann selbst zu finden. Entspann dich, lehn dich zurück und genieß den Inhalt der heutigen Episode. So, this is something totally different today, a podcast episode in English. Although my audience is mostly German, I know that my German audience also likes English language, and I use English language a lot because I spent a lot of time in the US in the last few years, 10 years it's already. And I have a very, very special guest with me today, Robin Klein, also a German guy, one of the most fascinating people I've ever met in my life. He went, when he was at the beginning of his 20s, went to Japan, lived for 3 years there, studying martial arts, then returned to Europe, joined the French Foreign Legion, became a paratrooper, became a close combat instructor. I recently realized you also got what kind of Medal of Honor from the French Republic for stopping a terrorist in the subway. You have to elaborate on that later.
For sure.
I find that absolutely fascinating. And he is also a successful businessman, successful entrepreneur, was involved in multiple businesses, and he's an adventurer, and he's traveling the world. He's doing weird stuff like going into the Burmese jungle on his own, alone, personal survival training and experiencing things. And he also offers this experience to businessmen. And welcome, Robin.
Thanks very much for the introduction, Alex. So I'm very glad to be here to do this podcast today in English. You already raised me up into the sky with your introduction. So there's definitely a lot to tell, too much for a single podcast. But I'm always happy to share some of the stories. I always tell like someone in the family has got to have stories to tell, right? So because I come from a normal household, and my parents, I'm very proud of my parents, but they would never have done the big step like to get out of the comfort zone, because they felt like safe and they felt good the way it is. But I always was inspired by conquerors, explorers, like who ventured into the unknown and just like, yeah. Had a plan, but had no idea how it will work out, if it will work out. So this was something that drove me over so many years into so many adventures. And yeah, so that's about it. So deep in my heart, I definitely can say like I feel like an adventurer. I feel like an adventurer, even if I had done different things in my life as well. But my heart beats for adventure.
Yeah, I just have to say you are the purest resemblance of an adventurer I have ever met in my life. And I met quite some interesting people, but overall, even Navy SEALs, Green Berets, people like that have a very straightforward life story because they had this dream or at some point this inspiration, and this was the path that they followed. And there are very few people in the world, I might say, who have such a colorful journey with really geographical shifts from Germany to Japan, to from martial arts to the French Foreign Legion, to entrepreneurship, to being an entrepreneur and going out on your own into the jungle and stuff like that. I mean, who does that? There are very few people.
I think even in the military, if you are together with your guys and let's say you're not on a combat mission, but for example, on the training mission it, somewhere around the world, like in unknown terrain, you have this kind of confidence because you're surrounded by like-minded people, you know, you can some men you can rely on. So, and you have the equipment, you have some backup, you have most of the time, let's say communication. So if you need any supply support, whatever it is, okay, you still have backup. And this is good to know. So nowadays I'm on my own. I'm completely on my own, full isolation. But this gives me so much. I just recently had a talk to a friend of mine, and he told me, Robin, you're an introvert. I said, yes, I am. So, but he said, let me make this clear. You're not an introvert because you're shy. This is completely the opposite. He said, like, I'm talking about an energy concept. So what he meant by that is like, there's some people, extroverts. Let's say they are a rock star. They're standing on, standing in front of hundreds of thousands of people, and these people give them so much energy. So, and this is like this energy lightens them up. This energy is like what they are living for. And he said, like, but Robin, you don't need this energy from other people. You already have it within you. So if you are alone there, in the dark, in a cave, a dark wood, a forest, whatever it is. He said, like, this gives you more energy than a crowd full of people. So, and I've never thought about this, but he's totally right with it. So being alone myself, testing my capabilities, even if I'm confident, but at some point I think like, oh shit, how did I end up here? What do you do if you don't find water for the next 2 or 3 days? It's gonna be quite a problem, right? So anyway, I'm still here, I'm still breathing, so everything turned out pretty good. But anyway, I can tell that there's more people out there like me. More people who want to experience this kind of thing, but they don't have the same background, they don't have the experience that I have. So, and this is why I decided, okay, there's one missing thing in my life because I have done so much on my own, experience on my own. I have all these memories, but I usually don't talk about it. So the thing is, I forget it. So the missing thing is, I want like-minded men, brothers around me who accompany me on these adventures all around the globe. And this is like a fellowship. And the idea is like not doing one adventure, doing many over years, over decades, and then remembering together when we have been out there. Let's say we have been out there like on a mountain, and it's already got dark, you know, and there's a blizzard like coming up, and we had no idea, okay, where to go, like where to find shelter, okay. And we had to make a decision. We had to make a decision. We go left or right, okay. And somehow we made it. We made it out there where everybody is like safe. But this like going through hardship with brothers. This kind of hardship you only have in the military. But if you are out there in the wilderness and you don't have any option to turn back, and you just like say, because we nowadays, like the average guy says like, oh, okay, this is enough for me. Okay, you guys, you can continue. I go get it back into my car and drive home. Okay, you don't have this option in the wilderness. So you are forced to make a decision, even if you don't want it. You are forced to push yourself until safety. And this is what really bonds people. This is really what really bonds man. And at the end, like memorizing these experiences, and having like stories to tell, this is what I am looking for. This is what I'm really, really, really looking for.
Man, this is so fascinating, and there's so much in there right now. I mean, let me start with what you called the energy concept of being an introvert. So I would call myself an introvert as well, especially from that perspective. And in modern psychology, the introvert is this person who is closed off to the world and shy and does not like to talk to people or be with people, and that's totally not what an introvert is. It's about direction of energy. It's about being self-sufficient, right? So the
100%.
you are your own source of energy. You don't need to dance among the lights to perform. And this is pretty interesting. There's a guy who's called whose name is Tim Grover. He was the high performance coach of Michael Jordan and Kobe and other people like that. And he has written a fascinating book. Relentless is the title. I'm hearing it at least once a year. And he has designed this concept of the cleaner. And he gives this example from the NBA. There are the superstars who can only perform when there are 60,000 people in the stadium and they are cheering and clapping and shouting out for them, and the lights are on and they dance in the light and they can perform. This is not a cleaner to him. A cleaner is somebody, there's nothing there, nobody's cheering, nobody's clapping, like you said it, and he's performing on the highest possible level because he's self-sufficient. And this is, like he states, like 0.0001% of the population who are like that. And this is what I heard when you talked. And I mean, being introvert is not being lonely, right? And it's not closing oneself off to the world and I don't want to meet people, but I'm self-sufficient on my own and I can't do this. I can go on for weeks and be at the point where quitting is not even an option. I mean, don't ever quit. Okay, pretty cool. I would say at some points in life, it's harder to find out where you should quit. But what do you do when you're in a situation where you can't quit? And
Exactly.
would you say these are the situations where a man finds out who he really is?
100%, 100%. So I'm confident that most men, women as well, but most men are so much capable of doing more if they just would have been in a situation where they're forced to do things that they usually wouldn't do, like just like to push themselves like, through the only way possible. And this is really where you find out what you're made of. So of course, like there's like fight, flight, or what
Freeze.
is it? Yeah, fight, flight, or freeze, exactly. So, but I'm sure it doesn't need to necessarily to be that hard all the time. It's just like taking away the option of returning is like a catalyst for so many things. So sometimes we have skills we don't even know about. So, because you were never forced to use these skills, you never were forced to discover these skills. And in the end, if you have done something new, if you have accomplished something you haven't never thought about it, this makes you so much more confident. And this is like how you walk through life differently. So, my goal was always like, I want to be the guy that walks up head high through the streets. Even if nobody knows him, he knows what he is capable of. So no matter what situation is coming up, and this is the lesson which I have learned over the years, and it's resilience. It's resilience. So life is going to hit each one of us hard at one point. You cannot avoid it. This is not an option, right? So and it always will be a surprise. So a totally healthy guy like loses his legs. Like, oh, he's getting sick. A family member dies. Somebody's losing his money. You don't get the job you wanted. So it can be small things, can be little things. But life will not always work out as planned. And if you have worked on yourself, on let's say that you trained resilience in a kind of way that you can benefit from it like over so many years, because when you have obtained the mindset that no matter what is coming after me, it can be the unknown. The unknown is what most people fear, and especially if you know that it can be the unknown that is going to be after you, but you know it's going to be fine because you always find a solution. And this is the most important thing, so that you how you think about yourself, right? How you talk about or how you talk to yourself. So David Goggins, like a good example. So none of us has an idea what is going through his mind when he's running not only once, but let's say a couple times a week, like a marathon or maybe daily a marathon or ultra marathon. So this is at one point when your body is like so exhausted, broken, and you talk to yourself. You gotta find this inner voice that pushes you like through all these odds. And this knowing that you have this ability, no matter what the situation will be, no matter how hard life will be, no matter what the challenge is, but you have found out that you have this ability to overcome these circumstances. Oh, this is worth everything. This is worth everything in the world. What's more valuable than everything else? So just that having the right mindset. Yeah. So this is, I want to have more people around me like this who found out that they are capable of doing so much more than they ever dreamt of.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. This is my mindset as well. This is what I was pursuing for myself all my life in a different way than you did. But exactly this, I would go a step further. Resilience is experiencing hardship and getting the ability to resist, right? To cope with that. And I like the term anti-fragility because the unknown, which you experience when you're out there on your own, this is completely, it's uncalculable. So you don't know what is coming. So you cannot train for things you don't know can happen, right? That's everywhere in life the same. So I can train in the field of medicine. I can train emergency medicine. I can prepare for, let's say 50, 60% of the stuff I experience, but there will always be new events I have never experienced before, which are pretty scary, where the stakes are high. It's not my own life in that case, okay. But it's a human life that's on the line, right? And I have never seen that before. So are you still able to function, right? And then in the military context, the same thing. You train for certain scenarios. You get specialized on the highest level. I mean, when you talk about the military, that's not the military, right? That's a very special branch where you actually train exactly that. How can we function when the chaos hits? Because you never have all the information and shit happens, shit goes sideways, and the whole plan is just for trash in the first 5 minutes, right? So you have already been trained in a certain way, in all fairness. but I mean, who seeks out training like that, right? That's a certain kind of people with a certain kind of mindset, people who want to meet chaos, who want to, usually it's, I want to find out who I am, right? So
That's it.
in the French Foreign Legion, maybe there are some guys who are trying to escape something, maybe just trying to escape this normal life, this complacency, this comfort zone. But I guess for me, it was the case. That's why I started when I was 50, searching for these SEAL style trainings over days, just to make this total cut and to find out again what I'm made of, what is my mindset actually? Because sitting in this chair, it's easy to talk about mindset, right? And what I'm going to do when it happens. And we both know that usually doesn't work out. And to find out who you are is one of the main drivers for people, I would like to say, like you, right?
Yes, when I was younger, I wanted to become a someone. And I didn't feel man enough. I didn't feel like masculine enough. So I was definitely seeking hardship. I was fascinated by books, by movies, by great heroes out there. So, but you told me just something about the suffering, and I want to share a story with you, which I think made me different than most of the other legionnaires. Because I was intentionally like seeking the struggle, the pain, the hardship. Like I don't know if you know Dragon Balls, you know, like you, this is, it's a great story, you know, like it's let's say a child, like okay, he comes from a different planet, whatever. He later discovers like he has kind of abilities, but he was always like on his conquest, going from one place to another, learning, improving, getting better, struggles, falling back. So a classic hero story. So, but he always like came out stronger. So in my mind, this physical pain, the suffering, was inevitable, and I really was looking for this. So this is also why I joined, why I went to Japan to train and a martial arts dojo. So for me, it was not about like only getting up at 4:30 in the morning, training every day. Okay, what's training? Okay, intentionally you said like, oh, I'm gonna be better. I want to be a good fighter. But for me, it was more like it should be tough. It should be raw. You know, I remember at one point like I was training with a guy, Chris from the United States, and we were hitting each other, you know. So and then like one had to block, one had to strike, you know. And so I hit again and again and again. We pushed ourselves. He said like strong, and this is how we did always, like with all the grips and pushing us to the ground, stroking, whatever it is. So always like pushed ourselves, like do stronger. So I hit him so hard, I broke his arm. I broke his arm. One of the masters told him, Chris, and the class just started, was a warm up, okay? And one of the masters said, like, Chris, sit down in the corner, wait until training is over, and then we take care about you, okay? And this is just one story, so, okay? And at one point, we started, like, my master, there was a time that I was obviously the only student like for over a couple weeks, months. So, and my master, he started to hit me with a bamboo stick like on the daily basis, you know, I stand like it was my arms spread, and he started to hit my body, my arms, my legs, like harder, harder, everywhere, everywhere. So why did he do this? The idea is like, if you learn how to deal with the pain on a daily basis, you don't feel it any, you know, you don't fear it anymore. Okay, it's always you're going to feel something, so but your body gets tougher, but it's not the point. It's like it's the mind work. So then, when you are later faced a situation where you might go into a battle, a combat, or whatever it is, you don't fear anymore because you're used to pain. And this is what made me different or what separated me from the later from the legionnaires. So because I was still my mindset like it's going to be harder, it should be tougher, you know. And I saw many guys deserting, you know, because they said like I can't stand it anymore. And but this physical pain was always the way to mental freedom for me. So why do I say this? It's like if you once understood that your limit is not your limit, and there's like some sayings like, okay, if you're totally exhausted and then you're still you have like 80% of your energy left, that's oh great, but you can, it's not, you cannot really feel it, you cannot really say now it's the point. So but once you understood that whether it's the pain or the exhaustion or whatever it is, you can endure so much more. This is like oh, this is an awesome feeling. So you're looking, you're searching like to find the point. Like okay, where's the end? And at one point, this is like why I feel like so. Let's say I feel myself like so close to Dave Goggins if he's running. So at one point. Of course, what's through is going to through your mind. It's like you might gonna die if you continue and start deal with that, with this thought. No. Of course, you turn it like around into the opposite and say, no, I'm strong. I can endure so much more. I can do it. So I will do it. So I'm healthy. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. So, but if you ever had this thought, like if I continue doing this, with the same intention, the same speed, and the same effort, the same power, am I gonna die? This is serious. This makes something to you. This does something to you that I cannot really define the words, but I think like at one point you separate yourself like from your body. Because like it's, many people know this, like you switch on autopilot, you can continue to run, whatever, but it's like you detach yourself like from your physical being, and you're becoming something. I cannot tell what it is, but you're not ridiculously saying like you're not human anymore. You're something different. Something different. And this is why I understand like why he's doing this. So he's like at a level that we will never understand. So because like I think he's one of his kind, and what he does not only once, not only for a year, not only for 2 years, like he's doing this like for so David Goggins like for over so many years now, this deserves a lot of respect. And I was one of the guys who was always like looking for this hardship, but I was also the guy who always wanted to continue. So I never wanted to stay where I'm at. And by staying where I'm at, it's not like that I say like other people stop developing themselves. No, it's more with the world is so great, so big, and there's so much things to discover. And same as like the previous adventurers, the explorers, the conquerors, or Son Goku, okay? He never rested, you know? He never said like, oh, this is a nice place. Here I have my Jojo, I can train. Here I have my wife, my family, whatever. So there was always something deep inside of him that pushed him forward, like to continue his journey. And this is how I feel inside myself. So that I'm on a journey. I'm currently in Dubai. I feel good here, but it's definitely not the place where my journey will end. So I'm always looking like for new things to discover, new things to experience, to meet new people, awesome people. I think there's so many great people out there that I don't know yet about them, but I love being inspired by other people, seeing what they are capable of, and I want to inspire other people as well. Like so, if this is the least footprint I can leave here. Or inherit like to the younger generation, then it's like being inspired by someone is great. And it's not like, well, I'm watching Instagram, how well like he has a Lambo and has a yard, whatever. No, it's like being inspired by truly, I mean like a feeling. I'm not talking about jealousy. I'm talking about a feeling having inside of us that like gives you energy, that lightens you up, and wants you to do more with yourself, with your life.
Man, there's so much in there. We are barely half an hour in, and when I re-watch this, I will take so many notes. And this is actually a podcast series we could make out of this stuff you just have been talking about in the past few minutes. It's so incredibly deep. So what I'm hearing is the journey of life for you is about evolving.
It
It's
is.
just becoming something different, just like every day, I might say, in small portions, sometimes in big portions, but it's about not staying where you are, not being satisfied with who you are, with what you are. And this is the concept that's been driving me since I was little as well. I mean, when I first got in contact with you and heard your life story so far, I was thinking like, hey man, this guy lived the life I wanted to live. This was my first reflex because my mother introduced me to martial arts when I was four, starting off with judo. And I had a very one of my main mentors in my life was my kung fu trainer I met when I was like 16. And he was heavy into Asian philosophies, Zen Buddhism, stuff like that. Interestingly, we would say a very simple man. He was a janitor in normal life, and he was really the mentor I needed at that point because at home I had no one who was even interested in me or could show me something about life. And I dreamt back then of going to Japan and to learn martial arts there. That was like mid-80s. And also at that time, I came across and I know an article in a German news magazine about the Marines. And I was so fascinated by the stuff those people did. And I was dreaming of just testing my boundaries, finding out how far can I go, how far can I be tested. That's the reason I joined the military in Germany. That's the reason why I wanted to be in some kind of special unit or the paratroopers. So the doc didn't give me the go on parachuting back then, which is completely nonsense, but it doesn't matter anymore. So I came to a different unit, which was also I would say pretty tough. I had very, very much borderline experiences when it comes to how far can you go. There's one event in special where I really remember I could barely walk another step after 48 hours. And you did exactly what I was dreaming of. In fact, I tried to join the Foreign Legion when I was already in the German army. And I hadn't learned back then that there are points in life where you're not supposed to be very honest, to phrase it like that, because I went to my commander and say, hey, is there any possibility I can quit my contract here because I want to go to France and join the French Foreign Legion? And that was 1988. And everybody was freaking out. They were even calling my parents and trying to give me psychological counseling and stuff like that. They thought I've turned off completely crazy. So that was that. And while I was in the military, I married for the first time and decided I want to go on to med school. And in the field of medicine, I had a lot of frightening experiences where you're on your own at night. In a giant clinic, you're responsible for over 160 patients, and people start getting really bad, and you have to make decisions. You have to cope with the situation. I had one situation where I had a patient that was actually dying in that night, and that was a Roma family. And in the course of 2 or 3 hours, we had like 50 or 60 thugs in the clinic. And I even called the cops, and the cops came and they went and said, we can't do anything. And then the next morning they threatened us with death if the patient would die. They kicked in doors, they broke windows, and luckily for all of us, nobody got injured. But those are situations I experienced in Germany, in a German hospital, which does totally not match up a combat experience that I'm very aware about that. But there are so many situations where you can truly find out what you're made of, right? And this experience, what you have been speaking about, when you think about, if I keep going on at that pace, can I survive this? Will my heart just explode or stuff like that? This is an experience I made the first time really to 16 and then again in 2017, a couple of times when I decided I want to test my boundaries, my borders again. So I totally feel what you're talking about. There was this one point at night where I really thought, I don't know, I'm 50 years old and my heart is beating like with a frequency of 200. And how long can I do this? Is this going to work out? Exactly. And then this thought about quitting, right? I could raise my hand and say, I'm good. And I don't know how it's in the French Foreign Legion, but those SEAL guys, they come to you with fresh coffee and go like this and say, hey, we got donuts and blankets in the back and you can take a hot shower. You don't have to do this, right? Exactly. Why don't you just stop? I mean, this is awful. So, and you really see people struggling in that moment. It sounds funny, but you really see people thinking about it. Yeah, this, oh my God, this would actually be great. But nobody quits in that situation. Yeah. That was also a great experience. And one last thing I wanna add so that I don't forget it. You were talking about pain and seeking out the pain and going deliberately into pain, into these moments. To be experienced with that, right? And I thought, this is about interpretation. How do I interpret? What is my interpretation of a situation like that? What's my interpretation of pain, of hardship, of chaos? Is it a problem? Will I be afraid? Is it something I just fold and withdraw? Or is it something that lets me thrive and look for solutions and just make me feel alive, right? So I think a lot of life is about interpretation. What does it really, really mean for you and me? Situations like that is, oh yeah, okay, this is cool, I'm home, right? And very important to emphasize this again, you said it, it's not about not feeling pain, not about not being aware. It's not about like just being an idiot and doing stupid stuff. And if it hurts, anyways, it's like, hey, this is what makes me become real, right? It's just becoming real and raw. Who am I in this situation when it gets dark? And I actually think, you said a lot of stuff you can hear from all these life coaching gurus, limiting beliefs, mindset, push your boundaries, push your borders and stuff like that. But do you actually think I can learn that by not going through actual hardship?
No, definitely not. No, the hardship is the key. So, in my world, I found out that the hardship gives things value.
Yeah.
So if it's easy, you won the lottery. I'm really proud of you. Can you compare being proud as a lottery winner and being proud as an entrepreneur that has dedicated years, risks his own money, like went through a steady up and down, and then finally earned the same amount of money as a lottery winner? It's different. So the hardship, the suffering that you have went through, this gives meaning. This adds value. This makes things worth it. 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what the Stoics already said 2000 years ago, right? The only things worth it are hard to achieve.
Exactly.
So I think we agree on the point that this is actually necessary to make you a man, right? To find out what masculinity even means to
yes.
you. That's not about being toxic or treating women like,
no,
I don't know. It's like finding out who you are. That's masculinity to me.
Yes. So basically what we all want deep, or what we feel deep inside ourselves, is like, we want to have masculine men. Why? We want masculine men because we can rely on them. And a masculine man is not a macho. He's not like a dictator. Okay, he's someone who cares. He cares about himself. He cares about other people. And this we see in the military very, very clear, especially in the SOF, you know, like the special forces operators. And the guy who you can rely on has a clearly a higher value than a guy who has like more abilities. So you want, so it's, this is not a modern thing. So imagine like a couple of hundred years ago, 1,000 years ago. So you want to have, want to surround yourself with men you can rely on. Like if you go for a hunt, like you want to fucking hunt the mammoth out there. Okay, maybe on the way to hunt the mammoth, you had to fight saber-tooths, tigers, whatever it was, you know, back then. Or maybe there was like a hostile tribe that might be attacking your tribe as well. You had to defend yourself. So you want to surround yourself with men you can rely on, and then you can create things. It's not only like to be prepared like for battle. No. So it's a small thing. So it's knowing somebody's capable of, knowing that you can trust and rely on somebody, and knowing that he will be there. Not like hypothetically, is also like he will be there. If we say like, okay, we meet at 1, then he'll be there like 5 or 10 minutes prior. Okay, this is how you find out like who you really can rely on. Of course, like something can happen, it's fine. So we live in a world full of obstacles, like traffic, whatever it is. But honestly, if this appointment or whatever it is, like it's really important, you can make sure to drive like 5 hours prior to be there in time, right? So, and these kind of guys, like these are special nowadays. You don't find them. It's a rare species nowadays, because like everybody cares about themselves. They give a shit about your feelings. And honestly, true masculinity is, in my opinion, brothers who stick together, who can rely on each other, and even if it's necessary, they see the importance of your request. For example, like you said, like I need your help now, and then they would drop everything else and show up as soon as possible. So this is great. If you have yourself surrounded with this kind of man, and this kind of man I'm definitely looking for when I go on adventures, because like there's always like, let's say, an adventure for like an entry, you know, an introduction, because you don't want to overwhelm people for some, maybe it's new. But later, when I know them already, let's say they are a veteran, like an adventure veteran, and I know like how their mind works, I know how they work under pressure, I know the character, I know that I can rely on them, then there's going to be opportunities where I say like, okay, on invitation only, you and you, and now we are going to do the serious stuff. This is going to be fun. It's not going to be easy, but this is something memorable. And this is something you're going to be proud of. And this is like, if you are, no matter if you're alone or you have a family, like people around you will notice that you are different. You're different. People will look up to you. It's not like this weird word like where status comes from, the Lamborghini you drive in your 20s. Sorry, like I see it, saw it here in Dubai, like the first drones when they were up in the sky, like people were leaving and fleeing the country.
It's about how you carry yourself,
Yes.
like, right? It's an energy thing. You enter a room and everybody feels there's something different. And this connects, what you just said connects to a sentence I heard kind of exactly 10 years ago from one of my most important mentors. I mean, we have been talking about finding yourself, right? Making this journey to yourself, going through the dark places as well. We haven't covered that at all, but there is a lot of darkness in this process, right? Where you find out truly what your story, what your lies are you're telling yourself, and things you don't want to realize about yourself, what's in there, maybe raw primal stuff you don't want to acknowledge because it's not so very compatible with this society. Dark thoughts, dark places you have to venture, and about becoming clear about everything that is there, right? And he coined this phrase: a man who has nothing to hide will always be the most powerful man in the room, right?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
This is for me the essence of what we have been talking about. I don't have anything to hide. I don't have anything to prove to you. I'm just here. And if you are one of my tribe, you will recognize me. And this is what happened. I mean, you called me up out of nowhere and said, hey, like, I saw this podcast episode. I want to talk to you. This is exactly what I mean. This connects about time and space, no matter where people are. And I'm very convinced that even in our society, there are not too few men who belong in this tribe, but who have been like oppressed and being reprogrammed and are just being too scared to show their true colors, to find out who they are, because there's no one there to lead them. And this has become my mission, to become a man who leads other men to the place where they can actually realize what is my true potential, who am I really, and what is it that I want to accomplish in my life? Because for you, it's not about status or money or being great in business. I mean, these are all important aspects. Okay, but this is not what it's about. It's about finding out what is the version I can become tomorrow, not to be satisfied today, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is it. So, of course, like everybody tends at one point, like to be comfortable, but being or feeling uncomfortable when you're comfortable, like your inner voice, like noticing something, like, this is not good. This is not where you're supposed to be. Like, this is not the end of the story, right? So there's so much more you can become. And if you once went on this ride and you just continue it, I think there's amazing opportunities showing up. But
Absolutely,
you have to
absolutely.
open up your mind for this. So I think there's lots of adventures out there. Lots, lots. But most of them, they will never ever see them or notice them because they're not really looking out for them. So I just focused like my whole life on adventure. So this is I want to be the guy like who's doing these things. Usually you only see in the movies. So what people don't understand is like it's like you always have to sacrifice something. So if you want to become wealthy, most of the time you sacrifice like your time, your maybe your family, like the time, because you only have a certain amount of time available. So in my case, it's like I had no relationship. This was in my youth something that made me really, really sad because I was working really hard on it. And I didn't have the access to women, which I wished at the time to have. Probably the same struggle most men are going through. But then I flipped the whole thing at one point, and I took so much energy out of it by just telling me, like, nowadays I would say, like, it was constant affirmation, so that I manifested what I was really wishing deep in my heart. And I told myself, I was like, I'm not meant to have a normal life. I'm not meant to have a family. I'm not meant to, have, let's say, like go on a party together, like with a girlfriend, having fun, whatever it is. So if in my case, I said, okay, God set me up in this situation to fulfill my potential in a way that most other people would never dare to do because they are scared of losing something. But I didn't have it. So I decided to be fine with the situation, with certain circumstances that I don't have, like a girlfriend, whatever, and other things. And I said, okay, I'm going to sacrifice my use. And this is what most Legionnaires did. So, I mean, like, I was already 24, 20, 25, yeah, 24 when I joined the French Foot Legion. So there's like guys, they are joining with 17, 18, 19. They are sacrificing their use. Sometimes they are sacrificing more. Maybe you lose a leg, you lose your life, you lose your mental health, but you sacrifice something. What I want to tell the audience is, it's good to have purpose, even if it means you have got to sacrifice something to become a someone. So even in the darkest nights, there will always be light. And if as long as you believe in yourself and you have a purpose and you're on your mission to become the better you, everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine. So I'm not suffering on like like post-traumatic stress disorder or something like this. I don't. So, and I think it's basically because I was mentally healthy all over the time. Nobody ever forced me like to do something I didn't want to do. I was prepared to do everything it takes. So whether it was like in the French Foreign Legion or on my adventures or later in business, I understood that I'm exactly where I at because I wanted to be there, and I was willing to go this path, and I never regret anything. So this is something that I realized very early. So regrets are for the poor. I always focus like on the future, and every decision I made in my life, I made it. I only had the choice, like to take the decision or don't take the decision. So why wasting energy? Why wasting my mental health by regretting a decision? I can't reverse it, right? So I'm just going forward, and this helped me a lot over the years. Just building a healthy character. Yeah.
Awesome. These are exactly the best final words we could find to the end of this episode, I might say. This perfectly narrows it down. So thank you, Robin, for being on the show today. Thank you for these really, really deep insights that will make me think for days at least. And I hope we will be back.
Of course, we will. Next time, we will reveal the case, how I received the Medal of Honor from the French Minister of Defense.
Yes, I need to hear that story. Unfortunately, our time for today is almost maxed out, but I really need to hear that story. And I'm pretty sure that people would like to be inspired by that. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks very much for having me. Have a great day, my friend.
So, mein Freund, das war's für heute. Vielen Dank, dass du dabei gewesen bist. Wenn es dir gefallen hat, dann sag es doch bitte weiter, teile diesen Podcast und hinterlass mir doch bitte, egal auf welchem Portal du diesen Podcast gehört hast, eine Bewertung. Das hilft mir sehr und vor allen Dingen hilft es anderen dabei, diesen wertvollen Podcast zu finden und ihn auch weiterzugeben.